Aboard the Jade Chateau.
Vistara thought at first that part of her was forcing the numbness upon her. That perhaps that what she had done was so heinous, so abominable, she couldn't let herself feel the true impact of the choice she had made only a few hours earlier. Because she felt certain that she should be racked with guilt, horror, and self-loathing. And she wasn't. The whole thing had taken on the quality of a dream. A bitter smile curved her lips at the irony as she lay staring up at the ceiling of the Jade Chateau, her thoughts racing as fast as the ship itself. A dream? A nightmare caused by the rock scoriae? No, there was no such convenient and exonerating excuse for what she had done. She, Vistara Kai, had murdered a Jedi Knight. And she had done so coldly, deliberately, and with full knowledge of her choice. It couldn't even really be said that her act was as merciful as simple murder. Vistara had not merely executed Natua Wan. She had knocked off the Falling's mask, knowing that doing so would cause Natua to experience the terrifying hallucinations, and that the Jedi Knight's horror would placate the rock scoriae. Vistara's mask had been firmly in place the whole time. The creature had wanted Ben, and she was not willing to let it have him. There was no other choice. But that thought was as pleasant a fiction as telling herself she had been affected by the rock scoriae's pheromones. There was always a choice. She and Natua could have stood side by side, a Jedi Knight and a future Jedi Knight fighting the creature. Maybe they could even have defeated it. But she hadn't taken that road. And even now, Vistara wasn't wishing she had. Search her feelings and thoughts as she might, she knew that given the same set of circumstances, she would make the same decision again. And she also knew that Ben, if he ever knew about it, would despise her for that choice. He would rather have died horribly and in the grip of madness than have an innocent's blood on his hands. Vistara supposed that it was a good thing the blood was on her hands. Ben need never know. Never know that she had turned her back on the Jedi path and embraced the Sith method of handling such a painful decision. She heard again the creature hissing in her mind and turned over, at last feeling something, even if it was vague unease. It had called her. It had wanted her to come with it. Vistara hadn't. Again, a choice, and she had chosen to stay with Ben. She punched the pillow angrily. What did any of this matter? She had done what she had done. She had saved Ben. She did this because she wanted to stay with him and become a Jedi. And then she realized the bitter, inevitable, unforgiving illogic of the thought. She would never be a Jedi. She would never learn to think like them. Never learn to think like Ben. Even at a point in her life when Vistara had thought she knew what she wanted, she had so easily, so familiarly, chosen the Sith way of getting it. Vistara had never desired anything so badly in her life as to be with Ben Skywalker. And yet, the full spectrum of the love he offered her terrified her on some level. He was willing to give completely, utterly of himself, and she knew that so much vulnerability would destroy her. If he would only turn to the dark side. He could never be a Sith. He would never learn to think like them, never learn to think like her. So be it then. Vistara Kai was a Sith, and as she lay looking at the stars streaking past her window, she made a Sith's choice. She would stay with Ben, as long as she was able to. She would give him all she could of her heart, which would never be enough for him. She would do these things until one day, when their paths inevitably diverged, lovers would become enemies. And then, when that day came, her heart would break into 1,000 pieces as she killed him.
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Ascension, by Christy Golden. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer Aaron Blank. Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Ascension is a production of Lucasfilm Limited. Copyright 2011. All rights reserved. used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.